We went down the north side of the embankment. I looked back. Imo lay in the mud with the angle of the embankment. He was quite small, and his arms were by his side, and his putty-wrapped legs and his muddy boots together, his cap over his face. He looked very dead. It was raining. I had liked him as well as anyone I ever knew. I had his papers in my pocket and would write to his family. Ahead, across the fields, was a farmhouse. There were trees around it, and the farm buildings were built against the house. There was a balcony along the second floor held up by columns. "We better keep a little way apart," I said. "I'll go ahead." I started toward the farmhouse. There was a path across the field. Crossing the field, I did not know but that someone would fire on us from the trees near the farmhouse or from the farmhouse itself. I walked toward it, seeing it very clearly. The balcony of the second floor merged into the barn, and there was hay coming out between the columns. The courtyard was of stone blocks, and all the trees dripping with the rain. There was a big empty two-wheeled cart, the shafts tipped up high in the rain. I came to the courtyard, crossed it, and stood under the shelter of the balcony. The door of the house was open, and I went in. Bonello and Piani came in after me. It was dark inside. I went back to the kitchen. There were ashes of a fire on a big open hearth. The pots hung over the ashes, but they were empty. I looked around, but I could not find anything to eat. "We ought to lie up in the barn," I said. "Do you think you could find anything to eat, Piani, and bring it up there?"
"I look," Piani said.
"I look too," Bonello said.
"All right," I said, "I'll go up and look at the barn." I found a stone stairway that went up from the stable underneath. The stable smelt dry and pleasant in the rain. The cattle were all gone, probably driven off when they left. The barn was half full of hay. There were two windows in the roof. One was blocked with boards. The other was a narrow dormer window on the north side. There was a chute so that hay might be pitched down to the cattle. Beams crossed the opening down into the main floor where the hay carts drove in and where the hay was hauled in to be pitched up. I heard the rain on the roof and smelled the hay, and when I went down, the clean smell of dried dung in the stable. We could pry a board loose and see out of the south window down into the courtyard. The other window looked out on the field toward the north. We could get out of either window onto the roof and down, or go down the hay chute if the stairs were impractical. It was a big barn, and we could hide in the hay if we heard anyone. It seemed like a good place. I was sure we could have gotten through to the south if they had not fired on us. It was impossible that there were Germans there. They were coming from the north and down the road from Cividale. They could not have come through from the south. The Italians were even more dangerous. They were frightened and firing on anything they saw.